If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL, and David Haas from Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. A lot of Davids in my life. You know that?
That's true.
Jennings, David Hochberg, David Haas from Miracle Method here today. And let's officially get this show started, as David Hochberg likes to do every week. Hey, Elwood buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
David's off today. It's me, Wendy. I'm here. Let me throw the MegaPros call, text, and photo line out there. 312-981-7200. Feel free to call or text. And today, I got to meet David Haas for the first time from Miracle Method. We spoke to you. We're going to speak to you again. We have Next Door and Window, Michael Warpool, in the studio. Nice to meet you for the first time.
Nice to meet you.
We'll talk to you in a moment. And the owner of Genesis Plus HOCL, Daryl Bernard. Nice to meet you face to face.
Yes. Good to be here.
I say that because we had a Zoom call earlier this week because I was intrigued and befuddled as to what the Genesis Plus HOCL atomizer was. We're going to learn a lot today, aren't we?
Yes.
All right. First and foremost, what's your elevator pitch for this?
Yeah. First of all, HOCL is a natural substance found in everyone's white blood cells. It's at the white blood cell level. It's what makes a robust immune system. And it was actually identified over 100 years ago as a safe and effective disinfectant. But probably the reason why we've not heard about it is it wasn't able to be shelf stable up until the last 10 to 15 years. And they made able to stabilize the product so that it will actually last its and have the same efficacy for at least a year.
So when the pandemic hit, we all of a sudden became familiar with hand sanitizer and cleaning surfaces.
Right.
And, you know, COVID's kind of coming back a little bit, and there are other germs and bugs out there, and this helps to protect us, correct?
It does. And we hate to hear that dreaded C word again, but even when we thought the C word was in our rearview mirror, we found this technology extremely effective against mold and mildew. And that's something more homes deal with on a daily basis, and it's actually a health concern more than I even imagined.
And there are big, like, commercial size units. There are at-home units. We're going to talk about this
Correct.
Throughout the show today as well, right?
Yes. Our business started just focusing in the commercial space, and then we started advertising on radio, and more homeowners out there than there are business owners. And so then we found a product that is actually perfectly, it's designed specifically for atomizing HOCL. So,
and it will also get rid of odors if you have a smoker in your house. I quit smoking cigarettes, although maybe I wouldn't have if I could have smoked in my house and used this atomizer, the Genesis Plus HOCL, to get rid of that smell. We'll talk about that throughout the show as well. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window. They are great. We all have doors. We all have windows. I'm getting my house painted right now. I probably did it in the reverse order. You probably should get new windows before you get your house painted, right?
It helps, but you don't have to.
You know, and there's certainly ways that we can replace your doors and windows, and you won't even notice.
And windows have come a long way, haven't they?
They have. They're much more energy efficient than they used to be. And that's really, you know, one of the main reasons why people are looking at replacing their windows or doors is energy efficiency. And technology today really prevents or you know, helps our homes stay warmer and more comfortable than they ever have before.
Our house was built in 1890, and when there's a real windy day, you can hear the windows, which some of the ropes are still there. we're definitely in need of windows. And the great thing about this is there are a lot of different styles and colors, and you can do it on your term, right? Like, what if you can only afford to get four windows right now? You can do it, like, in waves?
Yes, you can, absolutely. And, you know, certainly for next door and window, we love helping customers, whether it be large projects or small projects, you know. So you can start out with just a couple of windows, a few windows, or your entire house. But, yes, you can break it up in stages, and that it does make it a little bit more affordable for a lot of people to handle it that way.
All right. Well, we have listeners' calls and texts on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line today, 312-981-7200. And if you have questions about Miracle Method, you can reach us and talk to David Haas. If you have questions about Genesis Plus HOCL, which is just very intriguing to me, I learned so much about it, didn't even know I needed it. So Daryl Bernard is here with us today. And also Next Door and Windows, Michael Warpool. We are here for you. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Somebody advised you to bring an actual sample, carry it all the way
yes.
down here
yes.
to a radio show. Do
yes.
you understand what I'm saying
yes.
here?
It's amazing.
So somebody advised you to carry, schlep this thing down
I
here.
I made it.
To a radio show. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes. But we have all this great technology and lots of Facebook viewers.
You know why?
So you could have sent them a picture to put it on Facebook.
I fortunately did that too, but it was worth the struggle. We have it here to show people.
You want to know why? I'm the guy that made the recommendation, all right? I know you're taking a shot, which I can take, because I've been known to give out a shot here or there.
A marketing genius.
I'm a marketing.
Why don't you bring the tub down to the radio show?
You never
so
asked me to bring anything to the show.
Because I don't want to see what you got going on. I don't need to see pumps. I don't need to see bugs. I don't need to see any type of like roofing material.
But he could have sent you a picture via the internet.
No, because I'm going to hold it. You and I are going to hold it. You can't
so
get that.
I'm not touching it.
We're going to hold it. You're going to limbo under it.
No. Here,
none
you and I are going to hold it down. Roy's going to step over it so we could show what it is for somebody to transition into a bathtub and how easy it is. That's all we're saying.
For an older person.
No, I'm not saying he's an older person. I'm just saying that.
You have to speak up. I'm sorry. I'm missing all
No, it's okay.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, I miss that old David Hochberg. He cracks me up.
Yeah, David and Joe. I mean, my face always hurts when you play that coming in. I mean, it was some of the most fun I've had.
Well, David is very energetic. I'll give you that. He is off today and enjoying his day off. And I'm Wendy Snyder, sitting in David's chair. And again, today we have Daryl Bernard joining us, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL. We'll talk to him. Michael Warpool from Next Door and Window, and David Haas, Miracle Method. David, you and I were talking off the air. At some point, I really feel like I'm going to be responsible for my husband slipping and falling in the shower. I use purple shampoo because I'm kind of letting the gray grow into my hair. I don't want it to be too brassy. So I use purple shampoo and purple conditioner. And I'm telling you, that tub is so slippery. I try really hard to have a shower spray afterwards, but he's going to break his neck
one
of
these days. It's risky. You're adding to the difficulty level for him.
Yeah, you know, I know. Welcome to his world.
But the purple shampoo is working for
you.
It's looking good. This is a good hair day crew, actually. So, you know, when next time David leaves, we'll move this to WGN TV.
Okay, perfect.
You know, with this for. We're looking good here.
Yes, and we're on, what is it, Facebook Live? Is it?
We are on Facebook. We have
okay.
a great.
Right.
Speaking of that technology, right? Where you know we're out there. That's a beautiful thing to have these cameras here. Except I can't see Michael. The limbo around over here.
Oh, okay. Because the cameras are in the way.
Yeah, but it's all right.
So bathroom safety, I'm not really even joking about it. Yeah. We're not getting any younger. You can slip and fall. We need to be a little more careful.
Yeah, the fact is that most of the slip and fall accidents in the home are going to happen in the bathroom. And
you
we
know,
have...
that is my worst nightmare. I'm going to be getting in the shower completely naked with my purple shampoo on. I'm going to fall and knock myself out.
And here come the firefighters.
Yeah! I mean, that honestly, that is my worst nightmare right now.
Hope they don't have to break down the door and get in there. Maybe your robe. You got to keep a robe in reach.
Yeah, all right.
That's what you have to do.
All right, that's a good one.
But so at Miracle Method, we, as a response to this and that just the need for folks to age in place and keep their home livable, we install grab bars. We have a great bathroom safety setup package, if you will. It includes either a safety mat or some grit in the bottom of your tub or shower.
Oh.
All of these things will help that situation. And it's not just for elderly folks. Absolutely. I mean, when I talk about this Aqua Grip mat that we use and install in people's homes, the first thing I did when I saw it was put it in my kids' bathroom.
Kids slip a lot, don't they?
It's constant. You hear a big thump, and then I hear, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to stand up in the tub. Just don't. My kids are in their 20s now, so they don't take baths anymore.
A lot safer.
God. But yes. But do you think kids fall more than the elderly?
I think they do fall more because they're closer to the ground. So they just recoup more. But I think that when we fall, when we get a little older, it could be more damaging. And
as we get older, and I'm not, come on, I'm not that old yet. But I'm just saying, you watch your step a little bit more.
Yeah.
We're a little more careful.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But you could still do it. You teach kids not to walk with their hands in their pockets, for example, upstairs. But we don't really talk about getting in and out of the bathtub. Maybe it's a private room. There's that sort of thing. But again, the slip and fall accidents will happen there. And that's what we want to protect against.
Michael Warpool from Next Door and Window, didn't I hear you say you were putting safety bars or something in your, or I heard you say something to David off the air.
Yeah, gearing up.
Yes, so recently remodeling my bathroom and put in a lot of extra stud work for future grab bars.
Yeah, some good backing. Give yourself some options as you grow. Well, let's not say elder, but as you keep cruising. And
we're not in our 20s anymore.
Yeah,
we'll just say that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the studs because if you just put bars up on the tile and there's nothing behind it, that's not going to
right.
help
I mean,
you,
I'd absolutely recommend having a professional come over and do this sort of thing so that you can either find the stud or you can use the appropriate anchors. And so Moen makes a safety anchor that we use if you had a fiberglass surround or something like that. You just can't just put a screw in. I mean, most of us have hung a picture and you go through some certain steps to do that. Think about if you wanted to hang out of that picture when you were falling, you'd want to make sure that anchor was secure.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to have somebody that knows what they're doing, paying attention, but you putting some extra backing in there is you're ahead of your time there.
Yes, and really just because of working knowledge, like you said, of knowing professionals within the industry and knowing that needed to be done ahead of time so that I would not crack my tile.
Yep.
All right, and you mentioned the tub surrounds. Is that something that Miracle Method could be put over or no?
Yeah, and that is the core of our business. As a refinishing company, we are resurfacing tubs and tile and kitchen counters. We do cabinet work. And we're just it's a surface refinishing business. So if you think about something that's outdated, hard to clean, maybe has a chip crack, something like that, we start with deep cleaning, fixing that, and then we go ahead and proceed with this beautiful acrylic and resins that will extend the life of your surface.
Okay, but this is not like I have a vanity in the kids' bathroom and it's ugly and I was going to paint it and do the fake marble on it and stuff. Something like that, I'm not ready to spend money and get a new thing. That would be beneficial to call Miracle Method.
Absolutely.
But that's not an expensive piece, but there are other pieces that are it's not like it's for cheap things, right?
Right. I mean, it could be for any surface, but the vanity is a great. Let's talk about the vanity because a lot of folks have a mirror that comes down right on top of that vanity, and it may be difficult to demo that. You might have tile around your bathroom. There's a lot of situations where keeping a vanity or a kitchen counter in place are going to, again, extend the life and make your life a little bit easier.
All right, that's a good idea. And lots of colors and styles
to choose
from.
A lot of colors, a lot of different finishes, matte, semi-gloss, etc. We talked a little bit about kitchens, right? You could put granite in your kitchen if you were ready to get a new sink and a new faucet, maybe a new backsplash, and you don't know where the project is going to end at that point. So refinishing your kitchen countertop is a good solution to try a new color. Maybe you really want a dark color, but you don't want to just go splurge on that granite or quartz, and this can get you there.
I know during the pandemic, people were spending a lot of money on home improvement and staying in their house. And I was just reading somewhere now that home improvement is not many people are doing it anymore because they don't have the money for it.
Well, it's tough to say. I think that it's probably slowed a bit, and maybe the window, you know, Michael, you can share your thoughts with that as well. But I'd say the number one reason we have been so busy over the last 3 years is that people were home. And so, and their place was getting a lot of wear and tear all of a sudden because now you've got family of four or five and you're all stomping around the house all day as opposed to leaving and turning off the lights and letting things heal or dry or whatever it is. So not to mention people working from home more now has allowed us, you know, they say, hey, come on over because I'm here on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and we get a lot done that way. So maybe just the little bit of a slow in demand that we're talking about is really because it's been really busy the last 3 years. And
yeah,
maybe it's almost
point.
Like normal now.
Exactly. And, you know, you raise such a good point, David, because when we first moved into our house, I hated our countertops. And I lived with them for a while. And then we got our kitchen redone. But it was a lot to put the new sink, the new cabinets, all of that. So this is a great way to change things up. Maybe you think you want a dark countertop. Try it out for a while,
yeah,
right?
And at a fraction of the cost. And most jobs are done within 2 days.
David Haas, Miracle Method. How do people find out more?
We can visit miraclemethod.com/WGN. I was working on that.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that was good.
We will continue. If you have a question for David Haas from Miracle Method, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. And then we'll continue with Daryl Bernard, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL.
The science.
It is really fascinating.
We're going to get into it now, Daryl.
I know.
Daryl's ready. He's in the hot seat.
I'm kind of nerdy about things like this, and I do believe in science, so I'm excited to find out more about Genesis Plus HOCL. And Michael Warpool is here, too, from Next Door and Window. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well, the show is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hochberg's off today, so it's me, Wendy Snyder, sitting in his chair. Daryl Bernard is here from Genesis Plus HOCL. We're going to learn about science. Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window. We're going to learn about doors and windows and how to choose the proper ones. And Miracle Method owner David Haas with us as well. I have a text that came over for you, David.
I love it. I see it.
312. Wendy, have those miracle guys give you a clean cut for your tub and then get the pad for the bottom of the tub and grab bars. Changed my life, seriously, and those people are so wonderful. Did you text this in yourself?
It's so sweet. It's so sweet. I didn't, but I can honestly appreciate the not only the listeners that are out there, but the confidence people have to get in and out of their bathtub and feel safe. And
what's a clean cut for your
tub? So that is the piece that we came into with Joe and Dave. So that's the sample I brought down. So we have a service, or one of the products and services that we offer is called the Easy Step, and also Clean Cut is another name for it. Where these guys manufacture a thing, we cut the tub like a U shape out of the side of the tub so you can get in and out easier. It lowers the threshold. Typically bathtubs are 15 to 18 inches tall, and this will bring it down to less than a typical stair height. So you can just sort of step through, you get into the tub, and it is, again, a fraction of the cost of total replacement. So we are running around doing these jobs for folks, and it is really, it's sweet. It is life-changing for some people.
Yeah.
And, I'm fortunate to be in that position to help some folks out.
So resurfacing things, that's basically what this is. What's the weirdest thing you've resurfaced?
Oh, well, you know, probably, maybe this is not so weird, but I was surprised. A guy brought a fairly large insert for a fountain, and it was a fountain for a funeral home.
That's
kind of
weird.
I didn't expect that, and I thought, this is a very big funeral home. This is a giant fountain. And so that was a little bit unique. I mentioned the Chicago Bears tub. We have a clawfoot tub that we fashioned to the blue and orange, and that is pretty unique. That's in our showroom in Villa Park, so you can come see that.
And what about Packer fans, if there are any?
You know, we have been toying with the idea of Packer urinals. But on a serious note, no one's ever offered to buy the Bears tub, so I think I will maybe do a Packers tub, and somebody's going to buy that thing.
See, all right, here's the problem. I am a Bears fan. I can't be anything else.
I'm
but
with
the Bears
you.
Are sucking.
It's tough.
It is
0-3 battle tomorrow, the two winless teams coming here.
And then if you're a Packer fan, I'm sorry. I have a girlfriend who's a Packer fan, but they're so loyal.
Yeah. And annoying a little bit.
I agree.
And maybe they have a right to be, but I mean, just, you know, keep it up north.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now, there was, you said life-changing. There's a story you started off here. I want you to finish it.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for getting me back to it. Yeah. Just a loyal WGN listener from Glen Ellen. And we were on, I was on with Miracle Method 2 weeks ago. And the day after, unfortunately, one his wife took a spill in the bathroom. She got 11 or 12 stitches, and Hochberg called me up right away, and so you got to give this guy a call, and we were out there right away to get some grab bars in, get the bath mat down, and it just happens more than you think, and sometimes you have to have a real good conversation with your family members. I think in this case, it was just a true slip and fall accident. There's no wobbly knees or something medical that happened, but
it happens.
But it happens, but it is uncomfortable sometimes to have that conversation with maybe your aging parent or relative, and we want to give people the confidence and a very non-embarrassing way to interact, and then I think you're safer.
Yeah, I got to call you guys before I call 911, like I said, and have the paramedics come. That's my worst nightmare.
That's my new slogan. Yeah, call us before you have to call 911.
Yeah, because naked
all this
in
time
the tub, not
all this
work.
Time I spent with the marketing genius, Dave Hochberg, and I got my new slogan from Wendy.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, David Haas is going to be here for the rest of the show. We're on till 6 p.m. tonight. Miracle Method, and what's the website and phone number for people to call?
Yeah, we're at miraclemethod.com/WGN. And then it's 630-832-2250. Keep the text coming in here, because I'm looking at the Love Wendy text messages, 708 hearts for Wendy. And so keep those coming in, because we like to read that.
I am so happy to be here today, sitting in for David Hochberg. And Daryl Bernard is here with us, Genesis Plus HOCL. Now, we're going to learn a lot about this, but before we get started, we have a special guest caller who would like to speak to you. Lisa Dent is calling us on this Saturday afternoon.
Right.
Hello, woman.
Hey, Wendy, I'm so happy to hear you on for David, and I consider Daryl a friend because, boy, he has alleviated my allergies to mold, and nothing else has worked in the past, and so I'm thrilled to hear the segment that you have set up with him.
Yeah, well, we're learning a lot about it. I had a Zoom call with Daryl to find out a little bit more. Daryl, Lisa is singing your praises and said she considers you a friend.
Oh, great. Great to hear from you, Lisa. So glad you're enjoying the technology.
Yeah, great to hear you. I know you came into Chicago just for this show today. And, you know, when David was on my show, I was just talking about how when I walked into a house, I'm embarrassed to say I put my realtor to work. I looked at 123 houses before I bought my house.
Wow.
That was back when we had, inventory on the market. But there were houses, I would say there were 10 or 15 where I'd walk in and I'd open the door and I'd go, oh, no. It's got mold. And the realtor would say, really? And I'm like, no, seriously, I'm allergic. The minute I walk in a door, I can smell mold. And I can't manage this. And now I don't have to worry about it at all because I have one of Daryl's devices and it works beautifully. And I've never smelled mold in our house.
All right. What's so weird about this, and we're going to discuss this, because Daryl needs to explain what Genesis Plus HOCL is, and you need to get on with your weekend. But this is just so fascinating. When I found out about this, the science behind this, it's something I didn't know I needed, but I think every home needs this.
Well, everybody who lived through COVID knows you need this now, and flu season is upon us. And when David was on the show, we had a million phone calls of people asking more about it. So Daryl's your guy to answer your calls, your text messages. So if you have any questions, reach out right now.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. Testimonial, yes. You enjoy it. And Daryl, you've made her very happy. You know that.
Yes. It's just a great, it's great to know, because a lot of people that have problems with mold and mildew, they don't want to leave their home. And sometimes you can't get to the source of the mold. And so this does eliminate it out of the air. You'll constantly be using it, you know, intermittently.
Uh-huh.
But it's a way to take care of a major health concern that a lot of people have.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Lisa, are you doing something fun this weekend?
Are you kidding me? I'm at the Quincy Oktoberfest right now at Dick's Brothers Brewery, so I'm going to go
have a beer.
But I didn't want Daryl to make an appearance in Chicago without knowing that I'm here to support him.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Lisa, have a beer for all of us, will you?
Absolutely. Prost.
Absolutely. All right. Lisa Dent, you can listen to her every afternoon from 2 to 6, and she's going to go have a beer right now. But that, when I spoke to you during our Zoom call to find out about Genesis Plus HOCL, Lisa's name was brought up because she does have these problems, and she's allergic to mold. A lot of people are and don't realize it, and a lot of people have mold in their house and don't realize it. We're going to take a break, and then will you talk us through... We keep saying science, and we keep saying that it's like an air purifier or atomizer. We need to find out precisely what this is. Will you fill us in when we come back?
Yes, and we'll explain exactly why this is a unique technology, that there's nothing else like it.
Awesome. Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL. We will continue with him on Home Sweet Home Chicago 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hello, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. He's taking this Saturday off. We followed the Northwestern game, and we have our guests for this week. David Haas from Miracle Method, Michael Warpool from Next Door and Window. And now we're going to speak to Daryl Bernard, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL. Daryl, I'm on your website right now, and I'm just going to start it here. In the beginning, we breathed clean air. With Genesis, you still can. I want to ask you a question. There are air purifiers. There are things you can hook up to your furnace. There are your individual units. How does this differ?
Right. So one word would be passive versus active.
All
so
right.
a normal air purifier will be rated with an air exchange. So it might take an hour to exchange the rate in that room. It might take 12 hours. What this technology does, because we are actively versus passively atomizing the air, for instance, a whole room can be atomized in a matter of a couple minutes.
That is incredible to me.
With a substance that is actually found in the human body, it's actually innate to every mammal. So we're saying that this will be totally hypoallergenic. No one will have an allergy to it. It's non-toxic. And it's organic in the truest sense of the word, meaning from nature, from body. So,
and what is this?
So HOCL, if you look at the letters, it would look like HOCI, but it's hydrogen, oxygen, and then chlorine. The L is lowercase, so some people get confused thinking it's an I.
I remember the periodic table.
Oh,
of
I was
elements.
An expert yep. back in the day.
I yep. was pretty good.
Yep. Maybe we can quiz Daryl. I bet he's good at it too.
Yeah.
I'll think of some.
I know here. AU is gold because I'm a gold digger.
That's right.
That's what I do. All right. So, but we're hearing these hydrogen,
oxygen, and chlorine. But when you hear chlorine, don't think chlorine bleach. You have the element chlorine in your body, but you do not have bleach in your body.
No.
So this is totally natural, safe. It's actually termed safe as water.
All right, but we hear you say chlorine, and I know we think of bleach, but we also think chemical, but it is in our bodies.
Am I the only one thinking of swimming pool?
Yeah, and I'm just thinking actually, pool. That's true.
But these three elements together form a disinfectant that is 100 times more effective than chlorine bleach, but totally natural. So some people will say, or ask the question, is this safe for my pet? Because we all have little furry people in our homes. And they also have hypochlorous in their white blood cells. So there's no mammal that will have an allergy to it. There's never been a toxicity report issued on hypochlorous. It's used in many different specialties of medicine, from optometry for as a disinfectant or as a product they put in the eye after surgery, or for root canal therapy. It's that safe.
So it goes in your eye or in your mouth. It's not like you're going to breathe these particles in and it's dangerous because it's already been used for these purposes.
That's right.
That's incredible to me.
Yes. So during COVID, we probably were in businesses or restaurants where we constantly would see people wiping down surfaces.
Yeah.
But this was never a hand-to-hand transmission, nor are most viruses. They're mostly airborne. So if you think about, all of us have different habits of what we do since 3.5 years ago. But what are we doing to disinfect the air in our home? So this technology can do both air and surfaces simultaneously.
I'm going to need to break up the audio about the 100 times more effective than the bleach, because I'm going to argue with my mother-in-law when I get home. Because I think that she, my wonderful wife's from Argentina, and I think all of Argentina, they got the best marketing of Comet and bleach, and that's all they think that works.
Yeah.
So
and that is so corrosive. On the pH scale, it's 11 to 13.
Oh, yeah.
And this is nearly neutral, so it doesn't affect any surfaces.
All right. Now, I'm thinking, you know, I'm supposed to change the filters in my furnace or central air conditioning every 3 months. I waited 3 months, and I changed it, and it was disgusting. I can't even believe how dirty it was. I thought maybe I missed a three-month time, but I didn't. So there's so much crap blowing around in our house, and we're just breathing that in. If you have asthma, if you have any other issues,
right?
An air purifier, those filters, that's not really going to help, is it?
Correct. And I'm sure we're all aware Chicago had some of the worst air in the world this summer.
Yeah, and I forgot about that.
You know, we were all told need to move indoors. Well, we've known for years that indoor air quality was a problem. So it's not just, you know, allergy season. It's not just mold or mildew like we talked about earlier. But now coming into the fall, we're all thinking viruses, cold, flu season. And so this is a technology that can naturally keep your air clean. So we're not trying to make a totally sterile environment.
Right.
But
we're not going to do boy on the plastic bubble thing.
No.
Okay.
But this is a natural approach. And the term that a number of people have used is we're just trying to lower the viral load in any environment.
Daryl, we've got a texter talking about a two-bedroom apartment. So can you tell us a little bit about the difference? I mean, it sounds like it works for the whole house, or do you need more than one for your upstairs, your downstairs? This is a two-bedroom apartment from an 847 texter.
Oh, great. It's rated that it can handle 650 square feet without moving, without any aid of a fan. But if you had a fan, it will actually, our first level in our home is about 1,000 square feet. And this is anecdotal, but one night I was cooking Brussels sprouts. And as we know, those can linger in the air. And my wife was...
Did you have bacon with them? Because if you didn't, I would add bacon.
No, that would have been...
That's how you do Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, that would be the way to
healthier.
Do it.
Yeah.
And then you cover up the Brussels sprout smell.
Right. Just have another,
perfect.
Another smell. But anyway, that was so strong, my wife immediately was like, where's the Genesis UX4? And we put it on, and literally within 15 minutes, no...
she gets the extra couple out of the closet. Daryl, where'd you put the extra? You know, plug it in.
So
15 minutes.
But that is so fast.
15 minutes for the whole first floor is what you're saying.
Yeah, there was no remainder of the Brussels sprouts odor.
Yeah, that's.
What if you have a smelly dog? What if you have that wet dog smell? Which
yeah, do you have one of these on wheels?
I don't push it around, but it is very light and portable, so it can be moved to room to room.
All right, we have questions, and I'm sure Daryl Bernard has answers. He is the owner of Genesis Plus HOCL, and what does HOCL stand for again?
Okay, for the word hypochlorous, or the elements hydrogen, oxygen, and chlorine, but not chlorine bleach.
Right.
The chlorine
hypochlorous
that's found in your body.
It's a good thing Dave's not here, because there's no way he's getting that word out.
No, I know. Definitely. But if you have questions, we do have some that we'll get to. You can use the MegaPros call, text, and phone line at 312-981-7200. Also, Michael Warpool is here next door in window. Are you intrigued by this as well? Because I'm really fascinated by this.
Yes. Mind is a little blown.
I know. It's crazy. So we'll find out more about Genesis Plus HOCL. And if you have questions or comments, again, MegaPros call, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. We've got news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And good afternoon to you. It is Wendy sitting in for David today, Home Sweet Home Chicago here on WGN Radio. David Haas with us, Miracle Method. Next door in windows, Michael Warpool, who we have yet to speak to. And we're in the middle of talking to Daryl Bernard, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL. There are a lot of text questions that are coming over, wondering, do you have only just the two units, which one is a fogger and one is a standalone?
Yes. So we started in the commercial space. So our commercial website is genesisfogger.com, and there you'll actually find a lot of the different industries that we serve. With underneath the dental and medical area, you'll actually see the National Institutes of Health studies, recommendations by the CDC, claims by the FDA, claims by the EPA for all these things. So there is true scientific government agency data to back this up that goes back 10 to 20 years.
And I'm on a website, genesishocl.com.
Yes, and that's the home emphasis machine. That website we designed for the homeowner, just with a little less of the scientific jargon, more common day, everyday language, and an ebook that just breaks down what is HOCL. So that's available for all the listeners to download the free ebook, The Power of HOCL.
A lot of people wondering how much it is.
Yes. So for WGN listeners, we have a special website, and that is WGNCleanAir.com. And that will be 15% off either unit or both units. The atomizer, the Genesis UX4, that brings that down to $365.49. And for the commercial unit, or just for larger spaces, the WGN discount brings that down to $498.
$365, it's like a dollar a day to take care of your health.
This is how I live my life. That's how I think about things all the time.
Yes.
I mean, can I afford a dollar a day to have this in my home? I'm looking forward to it.
And, yeah.
Right. And then we have a special financing thing as well, too. So it breaks it down to four easy payments.
And that's WGNCleanAir.com.
Yes.
312-981-7200, the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Daryl, when you and I were speaking, I didn't know anything about this, so we had a Zoom call before he came on. You had mentioned something about premature babies that are born early and are in the NIC unit, the NICU.
Yes. I was at a seminar last week in Virginia Beach, and a friend and I were talking about this and said, actually, right there in Norfolk, Virginia, there was a neonatal unit that used hypochlorous, pure hypochlorous, no dilution, as a disinfectant on the preemie babies, because they're in that moist environment. So they actually would use it from head to toe and all the private little areas just to disinfect, to keep the baby clean and healthy.
Because there was so much moisture in
Correct.
There, too.
Yes.
Isn't that incredible?
So, yeah, it's
so
wild.
Safety, yes, they use it on babies.
Yeah. To kill the microorganisms and the bacteria.
I feel like my presence here is being elevated. I'm talking about safety, and then this is even higher level safety over here. Michael, you have to think of something safe over there, like not falling out a window. And that is important to keep the safety thing going.
I've got it lined up of how we help customers really improve the health of their home, which is what Daryl is.
And now we're all singing together.
Yes.
I like it. Can one unit work for a two-bedroom apartment, says 847?
Definitely. Yes.
773, do you need a Genesis unit for each floor and the basement?
You could, but if you don't mind moving it from unit to room to room or floor to floor, you could start out with one. But each home is different and different sizes, and sometimes people like to have multiple units, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm forecasting my own laziness, right? Yeah. I'm thinking, I could definitely bring this from floor to floor, and then I'm going to buy two. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right, we have a phone call for you. Daryl Bernard, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL, Dee Dee has called us. Hi, Dee Dee, how are you?
Hi, doing good. How are you doing?
Great. You had a comment or question for Daryl?
Well, I just wanted to say that I am a very happy customer of the Genesis HOCL. I first learned about it listening to Dr. Peter McCullough's podcast last year and heard him talking about it. And so I actually started looking into it and called Daryl, called his company to get more information. He was so helpful, and I ended up ordering one. And my concern was I have a degree in chemistry, and I'm always looking to limit my family's exposure to toxins, and I pay very close attention to the chemicals that my family and I are exposed to because I know what they can do. And so I was really excited to hear about this product because actually during when the COVID pandemic first started, I was looking for something natural that could kill the COVID virus. And in doing lots of research, the best thing I found was this hypochlorous acid, the HOCL. And it really is just like a miracle. It's just a miracle because it kills not only bacteria and viruses. The government says it's even good for anthrax, MRSA, strep. I mean, it kills everything. So except us, you know, it's fine for us. So that's the great thing. And so anyway, I got it and started using it. And actually, I had a family member that was a couple of hours away that they were having a mildew smell in their house. And that was just kind of persistent, and they couldn't figure out the source. So over the holidays at Christmas, I took my fogger up there, and I treated their house really well a couple of times while I was there that day, at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day before I left. And it completely did away with the mildew smell for a few months and for several months. And it's just now recently came back, and so I just this week called, and I've ordered several units of the atomizer, because last year when I first ordered the other, he didn't have the atomizer yet. I was real excited to see that he had added the atomizer, and it's such a quality product, you know, of a Japanese, one of their top ultrasonic atomizers that get it to the exact micron size, you know, that you need, that, you know, some of these others that you might find cheaper on other places for sale, they will not, I don't think they're going to be able to spray it to the optimal size to be effective in your home. And plus, this is top Japanese technology. They've got like a 50-year history, this company does. And so I'm just real excited about the product. It's like on its way right now, and we're excited to get those too.
Dee Dee,
so,
how much do you charge for your fogging services? Because maybe I don't need to buy one. I could just call Dee Dee. I don't need to buy a.
Yeah, would you believe there actually have been people that have made a business out of,
of course,
using this, because some people don't want to do anything. They'd just rather call somebody.
Yeah. Well, Dee Dee, so glad that you're happy, and I'm so glad you got to speak to Daryl.
Good to hear from you, Dee Dee.
Yeah. I'm just very excited about the product, and I think it's great, and it's great at limiting your exposure to toxic. In fact,
I'm so excited about it that if I see, like, my local store start spraying chemicals on the basket, the shopping basket handles again that have skull and crossbones on it, I'm going to be telling them about my Genesis Fogger. And how
get them.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dee Dee. Again, WGNCleanAir.com. Yeah, there's great. A discount for WGN listeners.
Yes. 15% off.
I just picture Dee Dee like the Ghostbusters. Just, you know, saving everybody,
yeah.
Traveling from store to store, from Mariano's to right. Jewel to Aldi.
All right.
Maybe that's what happens. You put your quarter in at Aldi. You just,
oh, you get yeah. the,
you know, that could yeah. be a real value there.
Yes.
We might have stumbled onto something.
We've got some great ideas for Daryl Bernard. And we do have another call for you, but we're going to take a quick break here. And we will also continue talking to David Haas from Miracle Method. And we will speak to Michael Warpool of Next Door and Window. Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. Here's what it is. 312-981-7200. Back in a sec. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, I hope David's having a great Saturday off. It's me, Wendy Snyder. I'm in for David this week.
Drinking by a pool somewhere, I think.
I think he's at a college game with a daughter. Yes, I think that's what's happening.
Nice.
Sorry if I'm putting too much information out there, but I think that's what's happening.
So he's drinking by a football stadium.
Yes. He doesn't really drink
that
much.
No, you're right, he doesn't. Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
I'm doing all the drinking.
I'll join you.
Yeah.
All right, so that's David Haas from Miracle Method.
Thanks,
and
Wendy.
Michael Warpool is here from Next Door and Window. We'll speak to him in the next segment. But Daryl Bernard is here, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL. And Daryl, people have questions and comments, and we have another phone call, and I believe this one is for you. Charles, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Thank you for having me on. I wanted to... Daryl, how are you?
I'm doing great. Charles, thank
Virginia
you.
Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, great.
You're calling from Virginia Beach?
I'm calling from Virginia Beach. Yes, I am.
All right.
So I just wanted to chime in. I'm traveling today, but I pulled over so I could make a call. I just wanted to make a testament in regards to the fogger and the medical industry, dental, to be precise. As a dental sales rep, I met Daryl, and he started talking about this product. And, you know, when Daryl goes into something, I mean, he goes all in. And he introduced me to the product. I ended up, I think I want to say, and Daryl, you can correct me, it's been a little while. I think I may have bought 2, 7, and 10 of the foggers. And as a dental rep, we were going through COVID. You know, doctors were looking for any way to stay open. Dentistry was a heavily affected medical division that took it really hard, specifically in Virginia. And it was emergency onlys. And, I mean, doctors had to shut down for months and months and months. They were losing income. And they were looking for anything to make the patients feel safe. Well, I ended up selling out of all of mine. And I don't know, you know, I can't necessarily say there was a, you know, how much of a correlation. But of those doctors, it's probably been maybe three years now. Every one of the doctors that I sold the fogger to, they're continuously using it on a daily basis. I ended up getting my son's mom and stepdad, because my son has a 4-year-old brother, and I got them one. My parents have a fogger, and I personally have one. And I have had, you know, there's been a lot of, there's subtle changes that have come about because of the fogger. But number one, Daryl Bernard is probably one of the most solid guys that I've ever met. I mean, and I say that with all sincerity.
He's blushing in here. He's blushing, yes. Charles.
You send me a check. Another fogger. And I just want to say that when he did his research, I came up to Maryland, and you know, we hung out, and he introduced the product to me and really went into the science behind it, which gave me the ability to talk to my doctors, but some of my accounts. And I mean, it was a game changer for a lot of the doctors, because the proof is in the attendance of the patients. You know, they stayed open, and there weren't all the staff. You know, PPE was definitely an issue, so they were looking for other options, and this became an option available. And like I said, doctors were firm believers in it. I just wanted to say thank you, Daryl, for introducing me to the product, and thank you for just being a solid guy in my life. So with that, I'll leave it.
Thank you. So good to hear from you. It's been a couple of years since I've seen you, but thank you for the good compliment today. And it's nice to represent a product that you can believe in, that you can talk to people years later, and they still believe in the product. And I'm still waiting for that dentist to come back with negative data. But, you know, anyone who's out there listening, just Google anywhere hypochlorous or HOCL, and you will be very hard-pressed to find a negative scientific article on it. I'm still looking 3.5 years later.
That's incredible. Yeah. Thank you so much, Charles. We truly appreciate your call.
WGN casting a wide net, too, all the way to Virginia Beach.
I know. You can go to WGNCleanAir.com. And for WGN listeners...
Yes, there's a 15% discount. Or if you'd like, if you have more questions, feel free to call us at 231-FOG-HOCL.
Does it help remove strong, hard-to-remove odors like ammonia?
Yeah, this is a great, you know, ammonia is a big component to pet urine. And you will actually find this, you know, it's huge in the pet world, veterinarian hospitals, equestrian barns. Again, they're all mammals. They have it in their white blood cells. It's safe to be used around them. And they actually will benefit from a lot of different ailments as well. Kennels. This time of year, we'll have a big issue with kennel cough.
Yep.
And so we have over 25 kennels that have adopted this technology as well. So it's almost like what industry, what environment is it not useful in? That's where we can't find that yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know. We'll talk more about it. If you have questions or comments, Genesis Plus HOCL, Daryl Bernard. And what's the website if people just want to find out more information?
So our home, you know, the product that features the home unit, that's GenesisHOCL.com, or the one with a lot of scientific data behind it under the dental and medical panel is GenesisFogger.com.
That's Dee Dee's website.
Yes.
The chemist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dee Dee's on that one.
All right, we are going to take a break, do some news, and then we will talk to Michael Warpool next door in window. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg here on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, it was nice hearing from Dean. I like to listen to him on Sundays. It's Wendy Snyder here, and I like to listen to David Hochberg on Saturdays. He is not here today. And so I am here along with David Haas from Miracle Method.
Hey.
Daryl Bernard, a Genesis Plus HOCL. And now Michael Warpool, next door in window. We're going to talk to you. I feel like we've been neglecting you.
I've been here. You've welcomed me quite often.
He's got the great view. You don't have to worry about Michael. He's got the view of Navy Pier. He's very happy.
Yeah, I have zoned out a couple of times.
We're going to get you back into it now.
Yes.
This weather is fantastic.
Oh, it's a perfect day to be down here.
It really, truly is. I want to talk about, this was just run into me. I guess David Hochberg sent this to Ben, and Ben ran it into me.
He's not by the pool or the football. He's listening to us, checking on us.
Of course he is, because he wishes he was here.
Yeah.
He does not like to miss
a
show.
That is true.
Good afternoon. This is from a listener, Phil. I have a question for Michael Warpool, who will be on the show today. I understand that Next Door and Window replaces windows during the winter months. How do they replace windows and keep the cold air out of the home? Thank you. That is a great question.
That is a great question because, you know, oftentimes people, they don't want to deal with window or door replacement during the winter months because they think that their home is going to become really cold. And, you know, there's a lot of preventive measures that we take to help prevent that. One, you know, we're not taking every window out of the house at the same time.
That's true.
And you know, right. And so we are isolating it generally to one room at a time. And we can keep doors closed. We can put up some barriers, plastic wall barriers to help with that. And the windows, when we take them out and put a new one back in, it's really just a matter of minutes before the new one is going back in.
That quickly?
It's, well, depending on, you know, whatever they need to do. But it's they've they're, you know, that's all we do, window and door replacement. So our guys are really efficient at it, and they can get it set into the hole pretty quick. And there's a lot of other work that they have to do with it, but it's as far as the main opening in your wall, it's closed up rather quickly.
All right. Well, that was a very good question. Yes. And how do you know, like,
and thanks for the question, Phil.
How do you know, like, what company to go with? How do you, what are you looking for in a company? Obviously, you want something to look good, but you want it to be quality as well.
You do want it to be quality. So there's really three things you want to focus on is, what is the credibility of the company that you're choosing? What's their record of success? And then, you know, what is the product that they're using? So when we talk about their credibility, the company, do look at their reviews. Look at the Better Business Bureau. And it's, you know, that's very easy, BBB.org. You can check them out. What are their how many complaints do they have against them, you know, or lack thereof? So that you really want to look for a company that's credible. Their record of success, again, with their reviews, you know, do they do what they say they're going to do? And, you know, and how well are they doing it? How well are they responding to your needs? And that's their service. Do they have a full service department? You know, if you have an issue, the last thing you want to do is chase people down to get it taken care of, right? So you want to work with a company that is going to warranty the product and the service, product as well as installation, which Nextdoor and Window does. And then you want to make sure that they're using a quality product, because that is going to be the thing that is going to prevent service issues for you down the road, and so on and so on. So, you know, the product really ties into how well everything is going to perform long term.
And this is about the one of the most expensive things you can do to your home, right? I mean, you know, walk us through that a little bit, because I know you got to have some deals. You got, I mean, it frightens me sometimes. I think about all the windows.
It's overwhelming.
I have a lot of windows.
I do too.
And I think, oh, I love them. But I'm now, you know, I'm getting to that. My house is getting to that point.
Yeah. So let's first, you mentioned it, Wendy. It can be a little bit overwhelming. So let's first talk about, you know, the experience. For Nextdoor and Window, we really focus on ensuring that we're delivering a great customer experience, because to your point, it isn't exciting. There's, for this amount of money, I'd rather take a trip, you know, around the world or something. You know, there's a lot of things that we would have on that list, but this is a have-to item. I'm thinking about, you know, all the discussion that we just had with Daryl and folks, you know, taking care of their own health and taking care of your home environment and ensuring it's done properly, that it's all tied together. So it is an item that is a have-to item. And, you know, like I said, there are a lot of other things that we would like to do before that. But it's about focusing on that experience and then having someone that's going to come into your home. And we usually have an educational approach to help you understand, you know, why and make choices. You know, you don't have to always replace all of your windows. You can make a choice.
That's a really good thought, because I think, how about sliding doors and things? I'm thinking windows, doors, it's all of that you offer.
Yes, all going to be, you know, we handle your front door, your entry doors, patio doors, which would be sliding doors, windows. So we handle all of that for you. And you know, each one of those come with, you know, different reasons. Front doors are aesthetic reasons that maybe someone might want to replace it. Patio doors, you know, it could be, you know, the functionality of it. It's lost its functionality, lost energy efficiency. And that's generally the case with the windows. And I again, thinking about our conversation that we had with Daryl here in terms of the importance of taking care of your home. You know, a lot of homes in Chicago, older wood windows, the only thing keeping the water out was some paint and some caulking. And that, you know, diminishes really quickly. And it just takes a pinhole for water to start coming in. And then you start having mold, mildew, and it creates a lot of other problems. And so looking for the companies that focus on educating why we're going to, you know, install the way we're going to install, and focus, you know, have a focus on the installation process and doing it right and using the methods that are going to water protect your home from, you know, the outside elements.
What do you think about preventative? I mean, so we talked about filters a little bit with Wendy, but is there a window test that you, every year you got to check your windows, or how do I get ahead of that?
But one, in terms of checking them, you know, getting, if you have old windows, you know, that's a lot of maintenance for you if you're, you know, painting them and caulking and things like that. But another test that you may want to do is functionality. Do you now have a safety concern? So, you know, some of the top reasons, and Wendy talked about her whistling window, that would be a top reason.
Yeah,
because yep. you're just, you know, now spending a lot of money, energy efficiency loss. But if your windows or doors are not operating properly, you have young kids, that can be very dangerous, or elderly folks trying to get out of a home or out of a situation. So checking them periodically, and we usually do every spring or fall. You're opening up your windows to let the fresh air in, and
that's a good time.
Yeah, and then, you know, sometimes we don't always think about how that limits our life. You know, like when we go around our home and we can't open up all of our windows, we can't enjoy the day. So those are definitely signs. But safety.
You can't escape from the children either. You know, right. they're cornering me. How am I going to get out? How about a simple question? We have a texter, 630. Okay. And I don't know if this is your area of expertise, because we're talking installed windows, but how about the best cleaners for glass and windows and something that's not going to leave streaks and that? Do you got any advice for that? People probably ask you that all the time.
Yeah, you know, you want to... You know, glass is very durable, you know, so you can use different materials on there, but you really want to try and keep it as mild of a solution as possible. You know, Windex on the glass is fine, but you do want to keep it as mild of a solution, especially if you're have painted surfaces on the inside. You want to make sure that you're not, you know, deteriorating the paint, or, you know, making the paint come off, you know, faster than it should.
Yeah. Keep the text coming in, 312-981-7200. I think I want to ask you next about, like, you said people need to get out, and that functionality piece. So there's a lot of different types of windows. Any that are less functional, or I think I have the, you know, this, I have the crank. I don't know what they're called. Is it a Lincoln? The crank windows. You can't escape out of those.
Are those casement windows?
Yeah, well, that's a question for Michael.
You can. And so another reason, you know, make sure the hardware is functioning properly, and you can definitely open those up and jump out or climb out, however you need to get out, you know, properly, you can do that. The double hung windows are the ones that slide up and down. Again, you just really want to watch out and make sure they're not painted shut, functionality, things of that nature. Again, that's a safety concern that you really, it's important to have your windows replaced.
We are learning so much about windows. And David, thank you. I was having a little tickle and coughing spasm.
But it was not the Heimlich. I could tell
No, I was fine. I just had to get a cough drop. We are going to take a break. And if you have window questions, I don't know, you pretty much covered a lot. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We'll continue with Michael Warpool. Next door and window, it's 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this morning?
I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, I am back in action. I had a major coughing fit. It's Wendy Snyder in for David. Sorry, David, thank you, David Haas, for filling the time with you, Michael. And then, Daryl, you went out of the studio with me, and your wife, Ruth, has these crazy licorice things. What is this?
Fisherman's Friend is the best friend for anyone who's public speaking or radio broadcasting. It will take the tickle away in your throat.
Oh my God, they're
immediately.
So strong. So
I can smell it over here.
If you don't like licorice, you won't like Fisherman's Friend. But if you do,
Yeah, 777.
Well, it worked. You got back here. And to the 773 texter, I can assure you that Wendy did not take a huge hit from a bong. I was sitting here.
No, I am just getting over a sinus infection. And I felt this little tickle happening when Michael Warpool was talking. And I'm like, oh, I got to grab a cough drop. And I dropped my purse all over the floor. It's like,
that's all good, though.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, but with still a lot of good texts coming in and such. So you want to get back to Michael? Or should we stay on Michael here with these texters?
Yeah, definitely.
Michael, we've got a 708 texter. What's the difference between fiberglass and vinyl windows?
It is a great question.
Yeah.
So fiberglass is really woven strands of glass, you know, put into a shape with resins to help it, you know, keep its form. And so some easy, simple ways to think about that is if you walk up and down the aisles at your local hardware store and see ladders, shovels, all of those things are made with fiberglass. It's very strong, durable. It's going to last really forever, a long time. And
it's lightweight.
And it's lightweight. And that's what makes it such a great product for windows is because it's made of glass, it really performs and marries with your glass that you're looking out of, you know, and really keeps its shape and form longer. And they work together. They're married together, work together very well. So vinyl is essentially plastic. It's, you know, like Play-Doh. It's squeezed out into a shape, and it's in.
God, if I could make windows out of Play-Doh, I would save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is it's very pliable. It's low temperatures makes it very pliable, so it's going to move. It expands and contracts, and it works against the glass, which the glass pack in your window is really 90% of all of your energy efficiency. So we've decided to become, you know, really, you know, fiberglass window providers here in Chicago. And really because the way it supports the glass, it's going to give you the longest lasting performance over time. And so years down the road, you're just as comfortable in your home now as you are, you know, day one.
Nice.
And it looks like wood, right? You can get colors that make it look very much like wood.
Yes. Yeah, so we've partnered up with Marvin Windows, and they had their fiberglass brand is Infinity by Marvin, and they mimic it to look like a wood window. And they have what's called Everwood on the inside. It's cohesively bonded to the fiberglass, and it can be painted or stained, custom staining to match anything, and it really looks like real wood.
I'm hearing you say not only are there some pretty big differences, but probably it sounds like the fiberglass is a better quality window. Am I right? But it's an application.
Yes, it is. To us, we believe it is a better quality window.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something that's going to give you the functionality, structural integrity for a longer amount of time.
I can definitely attest to the fiberglass durability. I mean, in our line of work, we tell folks all the time, people drop things, they break fiberglass shower pans, we fix them. You could fix it forever. I mean, you could keep dropping that bowling ball. I don't know what people do sometimes, but we, you know, you don't have to replace it. And that's a beautiful thing about Miracle Method, not to take the time away from you, but I
yes.
could absolutely see the value there in the fiberglass. Wendy, we have a phone call.
We do.
I think. So this one's from Michael.
Hi, is this Kate?
Yes.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I live in a house that's over 100 years old.
Nice.
I do too.
We need new windows. We definitely need, I would say, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the front, 2 in one bedroom, 1 in another bedroom.
Are you in Chicago, Kate?
Yes.
All right.
And did you have a specific question?
Yes, what's your question, Kate?
Yeah, my question is, like, how much would it be to, I don't want to restore the windows, I want new windows.
I think you might need new windows.
Yeah.
Do you think the windows are 101 years old, Kate? I'm just kidding.
I think they're
I bet ours are. I really.
You said 1890?
I think
your house is 1890?
I think it's the original windows. And I mean, Kate.
I think, yes.
I believe.
I think they are.
Like, depending on what type of house you have, there's amazing amounts of styles to match up with older houses.
Yes. And there's, you know, really want to make sure that you're partnering with someone that knows about installation when it comes to older homes. There are some things that you have to watch out for, especially when you get to older homes. There's a lot of plaster walls, old plaster walls that can crumble and such when you're getting into that work.
Yeah.
And so you have to be very careful. And I don't want to go down, you know, apologies for going down a path that maybe sounds like a non-answer, but really the biggest thing to do in getting the correct answer is to have someone come to your location and give you an estimate on site, because you really, especially when you're talking about older homes, there are a lot of things that can come into play that you know, not just by looking at it, you're not always going to see it. So it's really good to get an expert opinion on site to take a look at it and really give you a clear estimate versus something just over the
nice. I just thought of something that we haven't done yet with the last caller. And so, Kate, hang on so you can get your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Hang on for us. And then why don't you, Michael, tell Kate and our other listeners how to get a hold of you, how to get an estimator out there.
Yeah, so great question. You can contact us at 844-600-6398. Or you can connect up with us with 1-800-NEXTDOOR.com.
Night. Do you got that, Kate? We still have her on?
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, Kate, hopefully Kate's holding for that Mr. Floor cleaning product.
Oh, yes. She is on hold. So all right, hold on, Kate. You're doing a good job. I'm just going to go home early.
No, you can't. You can't. You have all the buttons to push over there. I've got the easy job. 312-981-7200. Keep the calls coming in. Where are we at now, Wendy? I don't even know when the breaks are.
All right. Well, we're breaking right now. We're going to do some news. And then we have pretty much talked to David Haas, Michael Warpool, and Daryl Bernard. But this is kind of an open-ended segment where if people have questions about anything, and if we don't know the answer, we'll make something up. So you can call us, the MegaPros, call, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. I appreciate that. It is Wendy in for David this week, and we are joined by David Haas, Miracle Method, Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, and Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL, which we've learned about today. I knew nothing about it. And Daryl, there are a couple of questions that people still have about which Genesis unit do I need, the fogger versus the standalone. How do you know?
Great. Well, at the beginning, we just had the commercial unit, so people actually use that in their home. And just this past week, Paul, a listener of WGN, he told me his basement was 150 feet long by 40 feet. So
it's like a football field.
One huge residence, but mold and mildew.
Was it Michael Jordan who called you?
No. And he knew that's the product he needed, but probably upstairs where he just wanted to have that kind of a set it and forget it, don't worry about it. Because the smaller unit, you will actually use only one part HOCL, 9 parts water. So every gallon is 10 gallons of atomizing solution. And that, we call it our set it and forget it unit. The other one's powerful and portable. So really either unit can work, but it might be more, do people want to use it actively all the time, or
yeah,
they'd rather just set a button and forget about
right.
it?
That's a good one for the 414 texter too, who asked very comically, how is it refueled? I like that. It's a good way to put it, though.
Yeah, so each tank in both units is just a tad over a gallon. They're 4 liters. But then the product that's used in the Genesis 2.6 fogger, you actually, it's much stronger because it's kind of like a one and done for a while. You're not going to constantly have that on. So it's a little bit more aggressive, still totally safe.
All right. I have some more texts that came through on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. David Haas, this one is for you. Can you refinish a whirlpool tub? And do people still have whirlpool tubs?
You would be surprised. And we talk about this quite a bit on the show. And so the answer to the text question is yes, we, of course, refinish all types of surfaces. So whirlpool tubs are included in that. We also have a very interesting, unique thing where we take some of these jetted tubs. We cut out the jets. We patch the fiberglass or the acrylic, like we were kind of, you know, as we were talking, Michael, about fiberglass earlier. And we turn that tub into a regular soaking tub. And you don't have to clean those jets anymore ever again. Every time we talk about, we always get some people that text and call and say, I love my jets. And we're not saying you can't love your jets. But if you don't love them, there's a process to cut those out, patch it, and then refinish that tub.
Have I missed out in life? I have not had a whirlpool tub.
I don't know if you've missed out. What do you guys think? You got a jetted tub in your world?
I had one in a prior home, and I think we used it once.
Yeah.
The kids like it.
That's what we hear it a lot. Yeah.
We have one in our home, that which was built in 1984. I think we used it once, and now it's a storage area.
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Now they're going to come running in. Since we've bad-mouthed the jetted tubs, they're going to start rolling in here. But it is interesting. So if you want to talk more about that, you could reach us at miraclemethod.com/WGN or 630-832-2250.
All right. Well, that's... Yeah, my in-laws had one of those big whirlpool tubs, and all I remember is the boys, when they were really little, loved spending the weekend at grandma's because they could go in that tub. Yes. It was like a pool for them, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't...
So once they grow up and you don't use it anymore, if you're not caring for it and you're not cleaning those jets out and cleaning that, you probably need some hyperchlorous to clean that. I mean, I bet it would work.
It's another great area to use for anywhere in the bathroom, but the tub, the toilets, the sinks.
Yeah, they do they do get dirty if you don't take care of them. So if you hadn't used it in a long time, I wouldn't recommend jumping in right away.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, I didn't know I'm supposed to clean my washing machine. Is that bad of me?
I heard about that with Lou this morning. I think it was listening. Oh, they were talked about. Were you listening this morning?
No, I was not.
Lou had
up.
A caller in that talked about cleaning. Then there's a product that you can buy.
Yes.
That cleans the inside. Yeah.
But have you done that? Because I have not.
I would just
cleaned
buy a new one. Just buy a new one. That's what you got.
I only know because my wife tells me.
That's good. That's a good. Is she listening? Because that would cut that out of
you
for
guys
him.
Are really smart. You really are. You know, act like, oh yeah, I didn't think that. Whatever. You guys are very smart. We have more questions for the experts that are with me today, and 312-981-7200 is the number to call. We have Blackhawks hockey coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, and we're going to take a break now. And it's Home Sweet Home Chicago. It's Wendy and for David here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
News team, assemble!
Ron Brown, just want you to know, I do like David Jennings. I have feelings for you as well.
That's great, because David Jennings is a great guy. I admire him very much. And to be in that company is quite a compliment.
I can't do this without my news team.
And that guy, Kevin, he still has got a little thing to go.
He's a great guy. I love that guy. Yeah, he's fantastic to work with.
Yeah, he's all right.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, guys. How are you? It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. And you can text us. You can call us 312-981-7200. We were talking about a lot of things today. Daryl Bernard is here, owner of Genesis Plus HOCL. Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window. David Haas, Miracle Method. And I have a question for each of you that was texted in. 847, this is for you, Daryl. About the Genesis product, two questions. Does it kill mold in the air or just cover up the smell? And two, does it get rid of dust allergens like cat dander, pollen, or other particulates?
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes, it will actually do both. So it will kill the airborne mold and deactivate that, and then that particulate will fall out of the air. So it is a way of purifying your air. But then just the atomizing of the solution will take any particulate out of the air. So sometimes during the day, more or less, you'll notice it in the evening when the sun's going down and the sun's shining in a window.
You'll see
all that particulate.
Floaters, yeah.
So with the Genesis atomizers, you'll just know your air, you can tell it's cleaner. It's just got less particulate in it. So if you have asthma issues or just a lot of dust, it will minimize that as well.
I'm just picturing my house. I'm sweeping up all these particulates off the ground. You're killing them out of the air.
All that is stuff that we never see, but it's there.
I did have a coughing attack earlier, and I feel like it's going to happen again. Somebody wanted to know if I took a big hit off a bong. Say you do a big hit off a bong. Does this get rid of smoke in the air?
Yes, it takes care of odors in the air very, very quickly, too. I think I alluded to that earlier with my kitchen experience.
So there's anybody in a dorm room listening to us,
there
we have a new thing for you.
A whole new segment.
Yes.
I love it.
Population to sell to.
Now I do need one on wheels.
All right. This one goes out to Michael Warpool of Next Door and Windows, 630. I have windows that swing open. Can they be replaced with ones that slide up and down to open?
Yes. Any window can be replaced with another style of window because they're really not necessarily part of the home in a way that they're not like built into the wall, but they're individual framed window units. So you just take the whole thing out and put a new one in.
I do have one new window that we got in our bedroom quite a while ago. It's fiberglass. I didn't realize a window could open with one hand, even though it's a big window.
Yes.
Because it moves very slow, smoothly. But I did notice there's no longer any storm windows or screens. It's all kind of one thing. Are they being done away with now, storm windows?
Yeah, so, storm windows in the past were designed to help another layer of keeping wind and rain out from the home. It did, knock down many, many, many years ago. It kind of helped with a little bit of energy efficiency. But the technology has come so much further since then, and there's really no need for the storm windows. The exterior of the windows, especially if you're using a fiberglass window, you're not having to repaint it and so on. So you don't need it for that type of protection, nor do you need it for any kind of help with energy efficiency. The glass itself is going to do that now.
They have come a long way.
That's a good point. I didn't thought about it that way. But now that everything's a little bit better, you don't need the two sets of windows.
I mean,
and it's probably less expensive, or is the better technology more expensive?
So, let's just say everything is different than it used to be, right?
That's
when it comes
point.
To price. But,
yeah, nothing's less expensive than it used to be. That's a terrible question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I had a couple of... yes.
I didn't
want to call
question.
You out. But, I had a couple of older windows in my home. I live in Villa Park in the older 1950s.
Yes,
home
my neighbor.
That. Yes, and had, at the time, storm windows on it. So the window itself would open, but the storm window wouldn't. So, it's just another item that you're really having to maintain.
Preventing your escape.
Taking care of, you have to take care of it. So they're just not a necessary item anymore.
I'm amazed at how much a new window will help you out when your neighbor is doing that the saw like at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Some people sleep in on the weekends. It's really soundproofing. It's amazing what a change that could make.
Yes. I don't want to go as far as to say that it's going to be 100% soundproof.
No.
But that is another, benefit. When you go with the new glass packs, they're dual pane insulated glass, and it really does cut down on that sound transmission versus your older window, single pane. You can pretty much hear your neighbor's conversation in your room at night. You can hear them talking from their home. So
we're talking for your house, Wendy. This is like leaf blower proof, not buzzsaw.
Right.
Yes.
Although now you got me worried because we do have these old windows and storms, and some of the storms are probably cracked and coming off. But we yell a lot in our family, so I bet people walking by our house are hearing us yelling and swearing at each other.
Yeah, it kind of works both ways. Whatever yeah. you can hear from the outside, someone outside can hear coming from the inside. Yes, it does work both ways. So new windows in your home would go a long way with privacy.
Yeah.
Your own individual privacy.
Miss Wendy, can I turn it back to hyperchlorous for a second and talk to Daryl? And one of the texters has a question. What if your mixture is, I mean, how exact does it need to be? What if you're off a little bit?
Great question. Because it's so natural, I've had people use it straight and then call me and ask a question. Should I have done that? Is there any risk? And I'll tell them no. So, no, you want to follow the guidelines just for its efficacy, but you can't overdo it because it's safe and it's natural.
That's good. Now, because it's in, you're talking about it's being, it's in us, it's in all mammals. How close are you to extracting it from us to grow your business? Am I at risk here?
Don't need to worry about this. It's plentiful. If you know some of the basic components of these, it's salt and water. So, and what makes our product a little different, I haven't found another one that uses reverse osmosis water. So there's no residue, and it's the purest water you can get.
And we will go through this before we get out of here at 6 o'clock tonight and tell you how you can reach out and find out more information on all these products. There is a discount, though, for WGN listeners with the Genesis Plus HOCL. And you can go to WGNCleanAir.com to find out all about that.
Yes, and just use the promo code WGN.
That makes sense.
Yep.
All right, you going to break?
Yes.
Okay, well, Michael, Ole Miss is up 7-0.
Awesome. Great news.
Your son is at Ole Miss.
I'm sure he's having a great time.
This must be his text. He might have texted in to tell you.
All right. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, and we have, this is where we will take your calls, listeners. So 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You can also text us if you have any questions. We are here for you today on 720 WGN. What? We have 2 minutes. Okay.
Got another question?
Well, yeah, I do. I actually have a comment. This was a text that came over. Charles, he just wanted to point out that he is a Genesis customer and refers the product to a lot of his clients. So it is the game of telephone, literally, where he's really happy with it. And Charles has told other people about it and is keeping it going.
Our best referrals have, you know, just been the word of mouth. Advertising is the, that's how it's worked the best.
Is there anywhere else to get a unit like this?
No, our company actually started in 2018. So when COVID hit, we were kind of ready to, we could move and pivot very fast. And one of my customers saw this technology being used in Japan and said, do you think you could source this? Within 48 hours, we found the manufacturer of the company. Within 7 days, I had the unit in my hands, and I was the first U.S. distributor of this technology. So I've seen other forms of people selling hypochlorous in different forms, but never the air and surface disinfection. We've made a brand out of that.
That is really fascinating.
And good to be prepared.
Yeah.
And ahead of the game. I'm sure it would have been a lot more difficult.
Yeah. And I think just the word Genesis has the connotation of clean, new, starting over. And that was one of the questions people had during COVID. Are we ever going to get back to the way things used to be? And so this can kind of bring back your air to what everything was like before the pollutants, the contaminants, and just viruses and bacteria that we deal with.
Although we're never going back to how it was, ever. That's not going to happen. We're going to take a quick break. Now is it cool to break, Ben? Okay, we've got news coming your way next, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi there, guys. It's Wendy Snyder here in for David Hochberg. He's off today. He'll be back next Saturday. And we have David Haas from Miracle Method in the studio with us this week.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. We have Michael Warpool next door in window.
Hello.
And Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL.
Great to be here.
Welcome to all of you. I just I want to thank my painter, Ed Mattingly. I have to ask you guys a question. I went through and looked at a bunch of painters, and I really trusted this guy, and he's doing a great job. We're fighting over a brown right now, and I don't know how customer service works, but he painted the porch ceiling the brown that I asked him to, but it's not dark enough. So
well, better than not light enough, I suppose.
Right.
I know, but I picked the color. It didn't look like it matched. It does, and now I want it darker. So how do you work with customers that are a pain in your ass?
Well, I try. I'll tell you, we offer a lot of different colors, and we also, as we were talking about custom colors, we can make any color that you want. I personally don't pick the color. That's how I deal with it. I would say it's really on you. I mean, at the end of the day, I've seen a lot of things, but mm-hmm. you're the one that has to live with it. And
that's what he said.
Yeah, and maybe you can, but you could go darker though. That's what I mean. It's a lot easier to go darker than try to redo
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
So that's a good problem.
I hate having, you know, something to be redone, but MattinglyPaint.com. Ed, I'm sorry, man. I said here, do this color, and it just doesn't look dark enough to me.
Well, maybe after the sun goes down.
I've looked at it a bunch of times. Trust me. I'm trying to love it. But, you know, we spend a lot of time on our porch. And speaking of colors, I was looking at your website, miraclemethod.com.
Yeah. /WGN. Go there.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't go to that one, but I will.
You found it.
So you can go over, like, tile
Yes.
You can make it look like tile or not like tile.
Well, so this is the real time saver for folks is if you have some tile that's in good shape and you just don't like the color or it's really been hard to clean, the grout is hard to clean, we apply these beautiful acrylic and resin coatings over top of it. And so you won't actually lose the tile shape or pattern. You'll be able to keep that. But now you have one complete surface, so it's much easier to clean and you don't have to use grout tools or grout painting or anything like that because we're essentially going to cover it all up and you've got a new surface on your hand, so a new lease on life, if you will.
I just didn't even know that was possible.
This is why I come down here and hang out.
I'm not kidding you.
Because we have, and I have a franchise here locally in Chicago, but there are 130 locations across the country. We work really well together. We bounce ideas off each other. We see unique things, and we keep it going. But so it's something, yeah, absolutely. We're educating people both about safety and about refinishing and offering a really viable alternative to replacement.
Well, that's good. David Haas here, Miracle Method, and 773 has a question for you. Do you do grab bars that have a grip and won't get slippery when water is on them?
Yeah, here's another educational moment here. Okay. That grip on the grab bar is called knurling. You learned something today, huh?
Knurling.
And
that's
so,
a weird word.
So, yes, if somebody wants the knurling on the grab bar, we do offer those too. And we have chrome and satin and different sort of finishes. So a lot of different things to fit your style and budget.
Do you want me to teach you a new word?
Oh, yeah.
I can say it on the radio. Sometimes you see, I actually saw a squirrel doing this where they're laying out completely flat.
I think I know it. Don't tell me. I know it.
Sometimes your dogs do that.
I know the word you're going to teach me.
What's the word?
Sploof.
Splooting.
Sploot. Oh, I was close. That was a Hochberg moment. I mispronounced it.
Yes.
Splooting.
It's when a squirrel is laying completely flat, usually it's a really hot day and they're trying to go and cool off, and it's called splooting. And I learned that word this year.
I'm right with you. That's
so
a good one.
So what was the word you gave me?
I said sploof, but...
No. The one with the grips.
Knurling. That would be with the silent K.
And
knurling.
Splooting. I'm going to bring that up at a cocktail
My
party.
Dog does that. My dog does it.
Sploot?
Yeah. Well, Cavalier King Charles, they're sort of known for it. And the corgi does it.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's... do you guys have dogs? Michael or Daryl, do you have dogs?
Two cats.
Two cats?
Yes, I have a dog.
Okay.
Are your cats Hyper and Chloris? It'd be a great name. Great names for your cats.
No, Dexter and Alice.
Oh. All right. I may have another question. Oh, I don't know what I did with my text. Oh, yeah. Here we go. 216. This is for Michael. I have double pane windows, probably 5 to 6 years old, all installed at the same time. Only one has somehow gotten a residue between the panes over about two-thirds of the window. You can see through it, but it's really cloudy. How could this have happened? Is there any way to correct this problem, or does it require replacement?
There's got to be so many people that are waiting to hear the answer.
Yes, yeah. So that is a common problem. And essentially, the window is really no longer performing as it should. The two panes of glass, they are insulated. They're sealed together. When you start to see this fogginess, that means that the insulation is no longer functioning. It's lost its insulation. It's no longer insulated glass. So it's let out any kind of properties that was giving you the energy efficiency you wanted. So now you just have two pieces of glass there, basically. The condensation or the fogginess is what's called it's breaking down of what's called the low E coating, which is part of the energy efficiency process. It's blocking the light transmission or heat. It reflects it back to its source. So all of that now is deteriorating. And you can possibly replace that glass, depending on the manufacturers you purchased it from. They could come in and replace it. If they can't, then you have to buy a whole new window.
Yeah, there's no cleaning brush or products that get in between those two pieces of glass. Yeah.
And they asked the question of how this happens, and this is another reason why we really are focused on being a fiberglass window, you know, for this area, is because with vinyl windows, typically it is what we see, and I spoke about it earlier, the expansion and contraction of that vinyl, it works against that glass, and it causes it to create this seal failure. It's separating the glass from the piece that's holding it together as one unit.
All right. Also, 773, would you replace only my dining room windows? They have wooden screens and the windows have broken glass.
Yes, we will come out for a single window. Please contact us at Next Door and Window. You can Google us, 844-600. 6398 is our number. Contact us. We'll be happy to come out and look at just one window.
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes, you know, you have one window that's broken.
Yes.
People don't do like one window at a time, though. Say they need 20 windows. They're not going to do one at a time. They're going to probably do one room at a time. Is that how it typically works?
A lot of times, yes. If the, you know, sometimes the situation dictates. You know, if you got to do one window, you have to do one window. But a lot of times, yes, if they are breaking it up, it will be broken up into rooms. Maybe they're remodeling that room. They're remodeling their entire house, and they're starting in the dining room or the living room or so on. You know, but and we have many, many payment options to help individuals, you know, to work with their affordability to buy as much as they can to get this year's prices. One of the problems that we have with windows or an issue is they will have a price increase from the manufacturers usually every January. So anytime that you can lock in this year's prices and prevent a 5 or 6% increase to that every year, buy as much as you can in the current year.
That is good advice. Mm-hmm. All right. We will continue with, I guess this is the last segment for this evening, because we have Blackhawks hockey coming your way, Hawks at Minnesota tonight, and John Weideman and Troy Murray will be coming up around 6 o'clock. And if you have any questions for any of our guests today, David Haas with Miracle Method, Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, or Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus, HOCL, we are here for like the next 15 minutes. 312-981-7200. You can call us or text us. Again, 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's up?
Sump pimp. Whoever looks in there.
Sump pimp. What is it? Sump.
Sump.
Pit. Sump. Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, guys. It is Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. I hope he's enjoying his day off. And David Haas is here, Miracle Method. Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window. And Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL. David, why don't we do a little wrap-up? And if people want to get a hold of you, if you have anything going on... what you're going to drink tonight, what knurling is, if you'd like to explain any of that, go right ahead.
We have covered a lot of ground.
I know.
This is the, well, for Miracle Method, I would love for people to come visit us in our showroom, and that's at Villa Park off of Addison and North Avenue. We're at miraclemethod.com/WGN. And then if you love the good old-fashioned phone and talking to a live person, and probably me or my colleague Laura, 630-832-2250.
Thank you very much. And I'm looking at the jetted fiberglass tub that was red, and then it's not red anymore. I like looking at these pictures because what the transformations are incredible.
Thank you for saying that. And it is a lot of those old colors that folks want to match, update, or you know what's kind of comical? That bathroom, you can absolutely know and guess that they also had a magenta toilet. So they have a blue toilet and a blue bathtub and this and that. So you end up, you buy a new house or you move into a new place and you replace the toilet. Now you have a white toilet with a blue tub or a magenta tub. Yeah. So then we change that too. So a lot of people will match the toilet with their shower or their bathtub, and that it gives it a better look. It's an updated look. It's surely looking newer and cleaner. It's easier to clean, and we're happy to do it.
Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL, Hypochlorous. We've learned a lot today from you. And there's also a special going on for WGN listeners. What do you have for us as we wrap up today?
It's great being here with you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So we have a special promo, 15% off either or both units with promo code WGN. And our website is WGNCleanAir.com. If you'd like to talk to us, feel free to call 231-FOG-HOCL, and we'll be glad to take your questions. Or if you just want to learn more, feel free again to download the book, The Power of HOCL.
And people have had questions wondering, like, the dimensions of the units. Mm-hmm. Somebody wanted to know, do you have to buy products to fill it with, or can you use your own stuff? All that can be found on the website,
yes.
Correct?
Or for your specific questions, feel free to call us and we'll be glad to help you through those.
And how do people reach you? What's the best way?
Some people are phone oriented or email, so either one is fine. So just info@genesishocl.com, or again, the phone 231-FOG-HOCL.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, what do you have for us?
Yes. So if the BC Muses and Lombard are still listening, I am headed your way. We will have a afternoon cocktail. So, it's right now, currently, Next Door and Window, we are offering a buy one, get one 40% off. I wanted to let everyone know that. We can be reached at, you can connect with us at 1-800-NEXTDOOR.com. And we really just wanted to leave everybody with, we really enjoy being here with you guys on WGN. We enjoy helping customers, you know, just replace their windows and doors at a pressure-free experience. So that's what I'd like to leave everybody with.
And with new doors, are there new trends coming out there? Because I noticed there's a lot of brightly colored doors, front doors, because curb appeal, everybody talks about that. Yes. Is there something going on with that?
Well, doors are always the aesthetic. I mean, that's the entrance to the home. And, you know, probably one of the big trends out there are, you know, when it comes to windows, is like black. You know, everybody wants like this real...
Everybody's been doing the black framed windows now. You see a lot of white metal houses with the black window frames.
Yes, and which, you know, ties right in well with fiberglass windows, because it's so strong we can go very thin and have a lot of glass, and they really like that look. But when it comes to door, that aesthetic look, you know, there's if there is a specific trend, I don't really know of one that's popping out at me. But other than just people really migrating toward a nice fiberglass looking door versus the steel that was populated out there with new construction in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So they're really replacing them with a nice fiberglass door.
I've got one for you, Wendy. Did you know that in early American history, a red door meant travelers were welcome?
No.
That's a nice one, huh?
I would have thought a red door means blood and they will kill me.
Yeah, I don't recall the full history, but I know that. And it meant travelers were welcome. It could have been Civil War times when I was reading about this. And so it was a mix of hospitality and that travelers could come in and it was a safe house.
Wow.
For all the things that were going on in that Civil War area.
That's super interesting. Mm-hmm. We have learned so much today.
I mean, covered a lot of ground. Michael, can you confirm this red door thing? Or are you just going to trust me on it?
I'm going to trust you on that.
Yeah, you should. You should. Yes. I know it.
Thank you so much to David Hochberg. If you have a question about a mortgage and you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, you can always reach out to him at 56david.com or call him at 855-56-DAVID. Guys, I want to thank you so much for hanging out. It was fun. I really appreciate you being here. Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL, Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, David Haas, Miracle Method. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blackhawks hockey coming your way. John Weideman and Troy Murray next here on 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Michael Warpool, Next Door and Window, Daryl Bernard, Genesis Plus HOCL, and David Haas from Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.